You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We are up to Baruch Sha'amar, so why don't we start with one little nakuda pertaining to Baruch Sha'amar. But the truth is, because of the current record, the current backdrop that Achina B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael find themselves in, and Imo Anochi B'tzara Mamela, we as well, I'd like to touch upon nakuda regarding what we see transpiring Bizmanenu this very day, this very week. Let's start with a vart. I heard this b'shem the Friyadika Skolena Rebbe. Some say it might be the Skolya Rebbe, if anyone can verify. But supposedly the Friyadika Skolena Rebbe was in jail. And for years he was wondering what pshat that we recite in Baruch Shomer that Hashem is Baruch Gozer Umekaye. Why would we praise be Meshameach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's Gozer Gezeros? And he's Mekayim, and he fulfills those Gezeros. Why are we praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that? We don't want it to be Mekayim as Gezeros. You want to tell me that everything he says he keeps, but that's what we're going to include in a Baruch Sha'amar. We're thanking, we're praising. And this is the Hagdama to Tefillah, to Pesukei Nezimra. What's going on here? So he says when he was in jail, and he had to spend a lengthy period of time in jail, that's when he had the Ha'ara. That we're misunderstanding this line of Baruch Shomer. What does it mean that Hashem is Baruch Gozer Mekayim? Hazok the Friyadik Eskalena Rebbe, that he's Gozer Gezeros. But even in the midst of being Gozer Gezeros, Hashem is Mekayim Klai Yisrael. Not that he's Mekayim the Gezera. Even when Hashem issues a Gezera, he'll still make sure to be Mekayim Klai Yisrael through the duration of that Gezera. Same way that he was in jail and he was experiencing it firsthand. What's the pshat that Hashem is Gozer Mekayim? He'll give a Gezera to the Friyadik Eskalena Rebbe, but he'll be Mekayim him every single day, every moment in jail. He'll instill an abuse within him the respective kaiches that he needs to withstand the Nisayan. He is Gozer at times, but all the while he's Mekayim. He'll give you the kaiches. He'll continue to be Mekayim. He'll sustain you. You'll be able to endure through the difficulty and the pain of your respective Nisayan along the lines of the Ramban. All right, at the end of Parshas Vayera, Nisayan is the pshat, Nesles, Noses Bo. Hashem is only giving you a Nisayan that he knows from the outset, Kaviyochol, that you definitely can pass. And he's giving it to you to uplift you, to elevate you. Nes, Loshen, a banner, a flag. Nisayan, Loshen, Nes, from the Shorish, I want to raise you up like a flag, like a banner. I want to hold you up and say, look at the person you've created, you've transformed yourself into, Hayadei, the Nisayan. I'll give you a difficulty like in Akedah Yitzchak, and Avraham Avinu will only reach the pinnacle of his career, specifically Be'ikvas on the heels of the most difficult of all Nisyonos, the Akedah of Yitzchak. So, Shem keeps us going, but what we find happening now is something very peculiar. Peculiar in the sense that this Lechaira is not the Hanhaga of Yishmael. What is the typical Hanhaga of Yishmael? As we know, Esav was given a bracha, al charbo chatichye. Esav was given the bracha that you will live by the sword. And the Ramban writes that the whole koach of Esav, the Dori Doris, how did they get us? Pogroms, crusades? Because Yitzhak Avinu gave him that bracha, al charbo chatichye, and Mela instilled within him the power, the might of the sword. Esav has the power of the sword. Those are the armies, the United States Army. The mightiest armies in the world, their koach is that koach of battle, of armor, of the sword, of the weapon. And what is the koach of Yishmael? He doesn't like to face you up front, man versus man, hand-to-hand combat. He is Rova Keshes. What is Rova Keshes? He shoots the arrows. The sly Yishmael, likened to the fox Yishmael, Osios Shualim. He tries to get you in a deceitful, cunning way. He says, I'm too cowardly to go ahead and do actual battle with you. What does he do? He shoots missiles from a distance. Same way that Yishmael tried to kill Yitzchak by shooting arrows from a distance. And Yishmael is described as what is the Rova Keshes. And Rova Keshes is, he is the archer. He's the one shooting the bows from the distance, hiding ever so cowardly behind the bushes and shooting those arrows, in this case, missiles, shooting them from afar. And that's the Koach of Yishmael. Amela Esav, when it comes to differentiating between the Koach of Yaakov, Lumas, Esav, and Parshas Toldos, how does Yitzchak define their differentiating characteristics? Yaakov is a Koko Yaakov. He's the koach of the kol, and the koach of the voice, as Rashi cites, based on the Medrash Rabba, and the kol atfilo, the kol atorah, and Ya'esav is Yadayim Yada'esav. He is the koach of the Yadayim, and power in the hands, and that's the power of the sword, that's the power of the knife, of the blade, achar b'chatukyeh. And you don't hold the arrow when you shoot it in your hand, and you're holding the string from afar, and you're letting it go. And the arrow, how far back you pull, that's going to determine the length, the distance of how far the arrow will be shot. But in the end of the day, you're not holding the arrow, you're not inflicting the damage. Al yaday the yad mamish. Amashen ken Esav is the koch of yadayim de Esav. Esav noshen asiya. Esav is nisha sodeh. Esav is the one who builds, who creates, who works manually with his yadayim de Esav, the koch of the maise yadayim. He is achar b'chatichya. The sword is always clasped firmly in the hand, that's the koch of Esav. And yet, what do we find? Nowadays, Yishmael, until recently, was opting for their preferred manner of fighting, of battle, and that's shooting the missiles from a distance. And that's living up to their ancestor, Yishmael, Arova Keshis. And that's exactly what they're doing. And all of a sudden, now recently, they're picking up knives and blades. And this is not Yishmael. And this is now adopting the method of weaponry of an Esav. Esav is Achar B'chatichya. Esav is Yadayim Yidei Esav. And now they're boldly and brazenly, and the open skies, in the open air, they're now adopting the method of fighting that Esav has always been known for. They're now taking over the method of an Esav, Achar B'chatichya, using knives, using blades. So how do we now face, how do we now do battle with the new koach of Yishmael seemingly joining forces and now even adopting the methods of an Esav HaRasha? Let's turn to Parshas Vayechi. In Parshas Vayechi, we find Yaakov Avinu in the last Pasuk HaShlishi, Perek Memches Pasuk HaBeis. He's speaking to Yosef HaTzadik. On the heels of Vayomer Yisrael Yosef, Hinei Anochi Meis V'Haya Lokimi Machem Heishev Eschem L'Atzer V'Oseichem, Hashem is going to bring you back to Eretz Yisrael, to the land of your forefathers. Avani Nasati L'Cho Shechem Achar Alachecho, I am giving you, Yosef, another portion, that is the city of Shechem. Asher L'Kachti Miyad HaMori HaBacharbi U'Bekashti, how did I get it from the Amorites? I got it B'charbi U'Bekashti, I got it with my sword, I got it with my bow, and arrow. So we would think Rashi, as he often tells us, is l'pshuto shemikra niba, and he would tell us that what's going on, sword and bow and arrow. And the Maisa, he got it with weaponry. And the Ramban even learns, ha'aretz l'tichma shlahem, rak b'cherva b'keshes. In the end of the day, as he takes us to Yoshua, what happened? How do we conquer their land? We had to have battles. And that's the Ramban, Pshuto Shemikra. We had to go ahead and go in. We had to go in with bows and arrows. We had to go in with swords. And the Cherub and the Keshes. And that's how we do Mechomu. And that's how we fight. That's the Ramban. But Rashi doesn't go with the Ramban. Azak Rashi, based in the Gemara of Mashakuf Chav Gimel, the Tanchuma. It is davening, but not just davening. Azak Rashi, Allah Makom, Rashi says, Allah Tar, what's Becharbi Bekashdi? He Chachmoso Utfiloso. It's wisdom and tefillah. Now that itself is interesting. Rashi, when he picks up on the Targum Onkelos, and we know the Gemara Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Targum Onkelos is already Misinai. It's already coming, a tradition passed down from Sinai. So Rashi might say, Pshuto Kitargumo. He doesn't say that. He doesn't even say, take a look at the Targum. Rashi says, it's Chochma and Tefillah. Explains as Sisei Chachamim. Charbi is Chochma. Just like a cherub is Matzil as Baila. Kach ha-chokhma matzil es baila, based on the pasuk in Koheles. Ha-chokhma techaye es baleo. All right, Shlomo Koheles, Perek Zayin, pasuk in Aleph. Wisdom, it was what gives you chiyas, it gives you life. Hamela, that's charbi. And what is bekashti? That is loshen bakasho tefila. So the Sisei Chachamim explaining Rashi, without turning to Targum Onkelos, says, Acharbi is what? The sword. But that's a reference rather to Chochma. And Bakoshti is, as the name somewhat indicates, Loshen Bakosha. Tefillah is Bakosha. But the Targum Onkelos doesn't mention Chochma. Writes the Targum Onkelos, going back to Sinai, what was Yaakov's intent in those two words, Bacharbi Bakashti? Writes the Targum Onkelos, but Slusi Uviva Usi. Slusi is my tefillah. Slusa. There's a perush and tefillah, Slusa de Avraham. That's the Lashon tefillah. Uviva Usi. And in my prayer. That's also Lashon tefillah. Gemara beginning above a comment of Gimel Amud Reis. Mavezu Adam Shenemar Mitzaboyu and Tiboyu. Mavez Adam, right? So Voban Ali Shar. Mavez the Koachadi. But not Stam the Kochadibur. Kochadibur that Hashem endowed first man with, Adam with was what? In order to pray, in order to daven. Adam is a mespalel. Posik and Rashi's Park base Posik. Hey, why am I creating Adam? Hashem Yisporch explains because Terem. Hemter, in order to have rain, in order to have the Gashmius be created, in order to have it come alive, Gashmius emanates from Geshem. Hence the Lashon Gashmius. It comes from Geshem. Geshem, Gematria 343. Achazok of Shlemus in the Bria. 7, that is the dominating motif, the dominating number of the entire Olam HaTema. 7 times 7, 49. 49 times 7, 343. Zosemers, Achazok of 7, Achazok of Shlemus. 343 is Gematria Geshem. All Gashmius flows forth and emanates from the Geshem. But there can't be any Geshem and Mamela, no Gashmiut, until Adam Harishon emerges on the scene to be a Mespalel for the Geshem. He's got to daven. Without davening, there's nothing to talk about. So Adam's creation is not simply that he Adam the Nefesh Chaya, as the Torah relates in Bracious Park Base Pasuk Zion, that he's a spirit, he's coming alive, writes Targum Onkelos again, and Tagina Sumnaziel, and keep in mind that's Targum Onkelos. What does it mean, the definition of man? A man comes alive, having been imbued now with a divine spirit. The Ofer Min Adama comes alive, Al Yadei Neshima from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that blows the Neshama, Neshama Neshima into Adam Arishin, and writes Targum Onkelos, Mahavas Adam the Ruach Memalala. He becomes a living, but it means a speaking spirit. Exactly. What type of speech? What type of speak? That is Tiboyin, Tiboyin, that's Mavis Adam. It's to be a Mespalel. The reason I'm creating, Hashem says, is because I want him to daven for the rain. He is giving life, he is infusing a chiyus, a sense of existence, and it's every chelik of the bri, every aspect of the manifold acts of creation. It's all Ayyadeh. Adam Ayyadeh is Koach HaDibur. Ayyadeh, the Koach HaDibur, has a channel directed specifically towards the Koach HaTfila. And that is Adam. Amela, what is Bekashti Uviva Usi? Mav is Adam. So that's Tzlusi Ba'usi. Yaakov says, that's how I got him. Now it makes sense that Onkelos is going to go with Bacharbi Bekashti is really a reference to Tzlusi Ba'usi. Especially when we're holding in Parshas Vayechi. And we already described a few minutes ago how the way Yitzhak Avinu captured the essence of his son Yaakov in contrast to his brother Esav was what? Esav is the koch of Yadayim. He's Yadayim to Esav. He's the one I'm giving the brucha. Al-Khar b'chotichia, the koch of the cherev. Yaakov Avinu's koch is in the kol. That's in the voice. It's the koch of Dibur. Yaakov is what? Is a nitzitz of the neshama of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon is a medaber. And who had the beauty, really a reference to the inner beauty of Adam Arishin, that is Yaakov Avinu, Bava Metzia, Peidala, Namad Aleph, Shufri de Yaakov, Main Shufri de Adam Arishin. The inner beauty of Yaakov was Main, the inner beauty of Adam, who got the Begodim, the Hainu, the outer beauty, the Chelak HaChitzoni of Adam, the Big Day Esav Chamudos. He got the clothing that you create with your Yadayim, that you put on Al Yadei the Yadayim, the Chelek HaChitzoni of Adam goes to Esav, who is Asiya, Yadayim and Esav. He is the hunter, the Big Day Esav Chamudus, and the Mefarshim explained, had pictures, images of all the animals of the world. He didn't even have to be a master hunter. All he had to do was don that Big Day Esav Chamudus that he got from Nimrod after killing Nimrod and taking the Begadim. Chizkuni and Kleyakar and others describe this. And Rabbeinu Machai, Hamela, and Nimrod got it from Adam Arishin. And now you had Esav wearing the Big Day of Chamudos. All the animals, Mamela, came over. That's the Koach HaYadayim. Yaakov Avinu was an echo of the spiritual inner beauty of Adam Rishon. Shufri de Yaakov, Main Shufri de Adam Rishon. Adam is first and foremost what? A Mavezu Adam, a Ruach Mamala, speaking spirit, as we describe specifically, directed towards Tfilo. Who's the one to take it to the next level? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is HaKol Kol Yaakov. So over here, I understand Targum Onkelos very nicely. Targum Onkelos is telling me that Adam is created and he is what? He is defined. What does it mean to be alive? Not that he is the Koch of Yadayim and Raglayim. It means the Nefesh Chai. What does it mean? A living spirit. The animals are alive because they have Yadayim and Raglayim. They have locomotion. They have nine living functions of any living organism described by the scientists. But Yaakov Avinu is what? Is the Ruach Mamalala, the speaking spirit. He is the Koch of Yaakov, not the Yadayim and Esav. Mela writes on close, if I see Bakarbi Bakashti, I'm not going to talk about Yaakov as endowed with the Koch of Esav. That's Esav, Acharach HaTichya. Yaakov is Adam Rishon. And now, to be Mashlim, an aspect of Adam, he is a Koch of Yaakov. It must be Betzlausi Uveusi. The question, of course, is what's the difference? A cherub is a sword, and a keshes is a bow and arrow. Tzlausi Uveusi. What's the difference between these two types of tefillas? So what exactly is the difference between Atzilusa and Ba'usa? What's the difference? First question we have to ask is a question that the Lakewood Mashkiach Zatzal, Nosse Meir Vachvogel, and his wonderful Sefer Leke Rishima Saninyone Tfila, he's bothered. He cites this posuk, he cites the Targum Onkelos, Tzilusi Ba'usi, Shol HaMashkiach. The free of the Lakewood Mashkiach says, have a good Akasha. Harei posuk kosev cherev keshes. Harei the pshuto shemikra. It says sword and it says bow. Eich omer hatargim shekavada betfila. So we gave an explanation. But at the end of the day, why can't I learn pshuto shemikra? And why can it? Lamaisa, we know, the beginning of Ayishlach, Yaakov was ready for war. We know that he did fight. We know that he knew what weaponry was all about. So if it says cherev keshes, eich omer hatargim shekavada betfila. Meichitesi, what's telling me to deviate from the Pshuto Shemikra? What's holding me back from learning Pshuto Shemikra? Hateretzu writes the Mashkiach, Shezelo Moshel. It's not a Moshel. He wants to teach us. Zemetziya Sacherev Ba'olam Aruchani. Kacha Nireis Shomo Cherev. You know what a sword is? Everything down here in the physical realm is merely an echo of what's taking place in the spiritual realms. You know how the Koach HaTfilah acts? Oh, you should know. Sword is something you fight with. Oh, so you know what? So a tefillah also happens to be a way that we do battle. No, that is working just like the sword. The word is, it's not stam amoshel. The metzias of a cherub olam ruchani. A sword cuts down here in this world. You want to know what cuts through Shemayim? What can cut through the heavens? What can cut through the mechitzas? The power of tefillah works just like a sword. Tefillah zeh cherub. Tefillah zeh keshes. It's working the same way. And the maral kayadua. When we have the famous Rashi, who cites regarding Sari Meinu Pashas Vayera, that in the day that she was answered, and she produced a Yitzhak Avinu, every other barren and fertile woman also had the tefillahs answered. So we mentioned in the past Rapam, and Rapam said so beautifully, Kedarka Bakodesh, that if the whole Tachlis was to make Sarah happy, Sarah would never be happy if other Yidden weren't going to be happy along with her. She would never be able to enjoy her child after all those years, 90 years. She can never have a simcha mitis if she looks around and sees that there are other women who don't have share in that simcha. In order to make Sarah happy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyocho had to make everybody else happy as well. That's Rapam. That's something he said over to breakfast, I remember, about 25 years ago at a breakfast in Sun Park, and it was for Shuvu, and he says, here we are living in nice homes in Lawrence and Farakway, the five towns, how could you enjoy this breakfast in this nice home if there are other Russian Jews who don't have the same food, who don't have the ability to learn and to come and hear Divrei Torah to breakfast? How could you really enjoy it? So again, I made sure to finish my bagels and lox before he started this week. Otherwise, how could you enjoy it after that anymore, right? He took away the geschmack. After that, it's like the Yid, who was a Talmud, former Talmud, or a Baruch Ber Zatzal, and there was somebody putting together a new sefer, a Baruch Ber Ksofim, and he went and found there was a secular Jew living in Tel Aviv, and he walked into his apartment, there was a picture of a Baruch Ber Leibovitz hanging on the wall, and right next to that was the poet Bialik. He said, this is a stira minei bay. Which one is your Rebbe? Is Bialik or a Baruch Ber? He says, points to Bialik, and he says, because of him, he says, I lost a lot of my Olam Haba. He points to a Baruch Ber, and he says, and because of him, I lost my Olam Haza too. I couldn't enjoy Olam Hazeh after learning by Rav Baruch Ber, after seeing Amalek Hashem Tzimogus, after I couldn't enjoy it. You can't enjoy a hamburger, a cheeseburger, after you see Rav Baruch Ber. It's just not shaykh anymore. Amela, and that's It takes it away. So Mamela, what's Tfilah Zuha Keshes? Azakhtar Nasume Vachogo. That is the arrow, the Hainu. It's working the same way. So we said Rapam, but Maral learns that you know why everybody else got answered? Because the power of Soros Tfilahs over such a long period of time was mamush like a sword. It broke through the mechitzas, broke right through all the barriers blocking the blockages that prevent the Shefa and the Tzatzeves Brucha from coming down from the Olam HaSal Yonim. Soros Tfilahs broke through the barriers, Mamela, the Shefa came down to everybody else. Once you break the Mechitza, when you break the dam, say if you make a little hole in a dam, then the water comes out just to you, just opposite where you made that hole. But if you have such a power, you break the dam, the water flows all over the place. Zuck the Maral, she broke the dam. That's it. The Shefa just came down. Everybody got answered. And that's why the Maral gets very geschmack, because the L'Rio Chazal, the Menor says, not just every baron and fertile woman, every chayla was Nesrape. But she wasn't a chayla. Yeah, every chayla. Because the Shefa just came. Nobody was sick anymore. Everyone got healed because the Shefa came down. Zuck the Mashkiach, that is the Cherev, the Hainu. It's working like a sword. It's not the pshat that a sword accomplishes down here. So the tefillah works like a sword. The tefillah chops through all mechitzas, breaks down all barriers, and unleashes the flow of bracha and shefa ad belidai.
Cuts through.
Ha'cherev amiti baruchnius. And that is tefillah. It's shover kol makatrigim. Eich mazizim atzidus kol asonim. Ayyadei tefillah. Pushes all the enemies aside. Eyefsha legi l'shem dover rak b'tzlusi b'usi b'tefillah b'kashim. Meila, that's a Gemara brachas. Tav heyam and aleph. You have the Gemara telling us, anyone who says Kriya Shema Lamita, now what happens late at night? That's when the Mazikin, that's when the Shadim come out. How do you fight the Mazikin? You need to go ahead and do away with the Mazikin, with the Shadim. How do you do it? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Brochas Hayim and Aleph, Kola Kori Kriya Shema Lamitasu, Kilo Ochi Scherim Shel Shtei Pios Biyodo. You got a double-edged sword, right? The Marsha, why a double-edged sword? The double-edged sword cuts the Mekachigim on this side, Mekachigim on that side. That's it. You got the sword, they can't get you from any angle. From any side they come, they're going to get cut by the sword. That is Bechari, that's Kriya Shema Lamita. You chop them all the way. Aye, it's late at night, the darkness of night. The Mazik and the Makachigim, you think they're going to touch you? Just say Kriya Shema Lamita. Even when you're asleep and you don't have the Torah, you don't have the Tefillah, you don't have the Mitzvahs, Maaseis, you're sleeping, you're slipping away. But you just erected a shield, a metaphysical shield around you. That's not stam a shield, that's not stam protection. It's actually killing them. Writes to Marshal, double-edged sword, let the Mazikin come. They can't touch you. They're going to get sliced apart by the sword. That's the Kvach HaTfilah. And notice, Marshal doesn't say this, but where do we find this Marshal? Dafka by what? Kriya Shema Lamita. Who gave us the Musig of Kriya Shema? Who gave us Kriya Shema? Who gave Klaius all the gift of Kriya Shema? Yaakov Avinu. He gave us the Cherev. And Yaakov gave us the gift of Kriya Shema. The Medrash Rabbah says in Vayechi, Psochem Nafin and Vavam and Aleph. And the sons want to say, Tati, we learned the lessons. We're all Kulam Tzadikim. How do they answer back? Yaakov's Daiga. Shema Yisrael Shema Kishim Achad. And Yaakov responds, Baruch Sheikhov Mechusin Lamnoyed. So I wanted to suggest as follows. It's a fascinating phenomenon. We say Kriya Shema how many times a day? In its ideal sense, three, but really four, because if you say Karbonis, you say Shema Yisrael, Shema Kiddush Shema Chod in Karbonis, that's time number one. You say Kriya Shema of Shacharis, you say Kriya Shema of Arvis, and then you say what? Kriya Shema Lamita. Had you ever wonder if you're an ideal davener? And the Gemara says, a brachas daf tes and beis, the ideal tefillah is what? Fasikin. So if you want to daven Fasikin, Fasikin now is pretty late. Tomorrow morning at 7:05. This morning at 7:04. You could join us in the main shul, 6:45 tomorrow morning, and you'll make Fasikin. It's only getting a little later even. As you have Fasikin, tefillah Fasikin, and Mamela, when do you say the Kriya Shema Shacharis? Fasikin means you're synchronizing the start of Shmona Esrei, when the sun now is rising. Meshas Neitzachamo. That means that if you're going to daven in the ideal Zmanim, you said the first Kriya Shema in Karbonis when it was still dark. You said the Kriya Shema Shacharis when it was still dark, because Neitzachamo didn't yet take place. Notice there's no Kriya Shema in Yitzhak Avinu's Tefillah. There's no Kriya Shema in the daylight hours. Then you get to Meiriv, it's already night again. And that is Kriya Shema number three, Kriya Shalamita, the culmination of the night when it's darkest in the middle of the night. All four Kriya Shemas in an ideal state of a night. Who gave us the night? The Chol Koch of Tefillah night, Yaakov Avinu. Brochus Chavam on the base, Tefillah Sovas Tikrub. Yaakov gave us what? Emunos Chamalelos, Tefillah Arvis, Myriv. Yaakov Avinu is the night. He gave us the Koch of Tefillah in the night and the Choshech of Golos. Yaakov gave us the gift of Kriya Shema in its ideal state. All the Kriya Shemas, the Hainu, the gifts of Yaakov are specifically said when it's still dark outside. That's the Koch of Yaakov. What do we see? Kriya Shema Lamita, which is the culmination of a whole day of Kriya Shema's time number four. You built up a mighty double-edged sword. You go to sleep at night. Who's the one who goes to sleep at night in a dangerous place? The beginning of Ayetzeh. Yaakov goes to sleep at night. The first one we find leaving Eretz Yisrael, he's mamish not in a safe place. He goes to sleep at night, puts a bunch of stones, basic minimal hashdalos. Where's his protection? You got the lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my, where's going to be the protection? And the mazikin and the shadim. Vayifkam amokam ein pegiya elosh and tefillah. Who is the one who gives us a koch and tefillah at night? What do you think Yaakov said before he put his head down in the stones at night? He said, Kriya Shalamita. Nobody touched him. He's got the cherem shel shnei pias biyado. He is going to be margish. What? Bechar biyu bekashti. He's got the cherem. He's got the sword and the tefillah that works like a sword. But we haven't yet answered what's tzlusi v'usi. Why do I need both? What's the Indian of both? For that we need Rameya Simcha from Novitsk. We always need Rameya Simcha. But here we mamash need the Mesha Chachma. A Mesha Chachma on the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. Listen to this Mesha Chachma Givaldi. He starts with Targum Unklus tzlusi v'usi. And he says, you know what the difference is in these two Lashonas HaTfilah? Tzlusi is the regular Seder HaTfilah. That's your Shacharis, that's your Mincha, and that's your Marav. That's the Tfilah Kavua, and that is the definition of Tzlusi. Tzlusa is Tzlusa, and that's why we start with that. Before you start adding all your other Tfilahs, first you got to know that Erev HaBok HaMitzrayim. You have your Tfilah Kavua of Shacharis, of Mincha, and Marav. Now what is Ba'usi? Ba'usi is Bakosha, like Onkelos said, like Rashi himself said. But it sounds Bakashti is Bakosha. What is Bakosha? My own personal request. I have a Bakosha. I have a request from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what's the nafgamina between them? This is a set prayer, Tzlusi, and this is my own personal Hosafa, my own Chiddush, my own personal Bakasha. That is my own feeling. Afshar, that would be another pshat in the famous Kasha, David HaMelech, that we said, L'David HaShem, and tell him, Shalti can be what? Shayla, that could be my set request. Bakosh is what I'm constantly being Moshev, what I'm constantly, I'm asking for it all the time. Not just Erev HaBokeh Mitzarayim, I'm asking for it all throughout the day. Either way, writes the Mesha Chochma, when you're talking about a Tefillah Kavua, Halacha L'maaseh, as we see from the Rambam and other Rishonim in Hilchos Tefillah, Ein HaKavona Ma'akev. Kavon is Namakev, Rav Chaim Brisker's famous shtickle on the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah, Pardalat Olach Aleph, the Hamadol Pnei Hashem is Ma'akev, is also Meresh. You have to know you're standing in front of the Almighty. You have to know that in Tefillah, I'm davening to the Master of the Universe, to the Adon Olam. We start Tefillah with Adon Olam, that's the first recognition. I'm the Evan in front of the Master, I start with Adon Olam, and that's the Kvias of my Tzuras HaTefillah. Once I start davening, and I recognize that I'm an Evan davening in front of the Adon Olam, I don't even have to know what every word means. It's great to know what every word means. Perush Amilim is not Makev, Halacha L'maaseh. That is your set tefillah. And if you have kavana in your heart, and that itself is going to be sufficient, just having kavana in your heart, the only part of the set davening that you ever need kavana is what? Is the Birchas Avos, just in that first part. And Halacha L'maaseh, the Torah Paskins, and Hilchos HaTfilah, Simon Kavala, based on the Bali Yotaisus. Halacha L'maaseh, Adi Paskin, you never go back, even if you didn't have kavana. Why? Because Domo Lo Yechavi Mepam HaSheni. Who says you can have kavana the second time around? So Halacha L'maaseh, if you didn't know what any word means, you're still Yotzei Tfilah. That's by Tzlusi, that's by your set Tfilah. Lo Chin B'chidush Shem Avanki Shodim Tzorcha Mechonosh, Boi Kavana Yaseiro. You want to add in your own personal request, you need kavana. Imagine you're in Shema Kaleinu, and if you, L'maaseh, don't know what every word of Shema Kaleinu means, you're Yotzei. You got through Shema Kaleinu, you said the Shema Kaleinu. You want to now break in Shema Kaleinu or in the end of Elokein Netzar, and you want to add in all your things, and you just memorized, you know what, you wrote down on an index card 20 bakashas, and you weren't even thinking when you said it, and you just said over the words because you memorized them. You weren't thinking about what they mean or anything of that sort. Halacha L'maaseh, that's not called bakasha, writes Amir Simcha. You're in the context of Tzlusi, you had your tefillah, you didn't do a ba'usi. That is Ma'akev. And he cites Gemara and Chazal to back that up. He says, Mamela, now we have to work it back into Yaakovino's terminology. What exactly did he mean? And Parshas Vayechi, Memches Chavez, then I got Miyad HaMori the Shchemechot Becharbi Ubekashti. Rashi was Chochmo and Bakosha Chochmo and Tfilah. But Targum Uklas was Tzlusi V'usi. Right, so Meir Simcha from Divinsk. And what is Tzlusi? The Tfilah Kavua that doesn't need Kavoni Yaseira. Amashenkin V'usi is Loshen Bakosha. Bakashti, Bekashti is Loshen Bikush Loshen Bakosha. That's what I want to be Mavakesh, a personal Bakosha. That requires Lamaisa, my own kavana in knowing what precisely I'm being machadish. So now Rameir Simcha, to close the piece, has to reconnect it back to the respective words, cherub and keshes. Why is Tzlusi associated with the cherub, with the sword, bedavka? And why is Ba'usi, Bakosha, associated with the keshes? And even if you want to argue, well, Ba'usi is the targum of Bekashti, Bakashti, Bakosha, the way Rashi learns, we'll still need a beard, Tzlusi. What's the sheiches, respectively, to the cherub and to the keshes? Continues Rameir Simcha. Hine, cherub hu ba'atzmo mazik. The difference between a sword versus a bow and arrow, a sword is sharp. And through the sugyas and Bava Kama, the way we pass in Halacha Maaseh and Chosha Mishpat, you're chayim whether you used a sword, a dagger, a blade, even a needle, a little pin. Any piece of metal, any barzel that's sharp can be maimis v'cholsho. Rachman al-Tzani can kill a person with a needle. Any sharp metal already pierces because of its very inherent nature. That is what the metal does. Ein tzarech, you don't need a shear. Even a little piece of metal could kill. Aval keshes ba'atzmo in a mazik, if you had a bow or an arrow in hand, right? That's not going to kill a person. So what kills a person with the arrow? The fact that you pull back on the bow and you shot the arrow and through its flight in midair, the distance, now it came down and the strength propelling that arrow onward, that's what's killing the koach hamore, and it's totally the feet koach v'rocho kamar b'kashus. Depends how much you pull back on the string. If you don't pull back that much, it's not going to kill. Alazek kor letzfilu b'shem charbi sha'af below kavon maruba. What is the sword? Sword, you don't need to go ahead and press it down with a lot of force. You just take the sword, you press it up against someone, a sharp knife, and already it can do damage. Already it can pierce. That's tzlusi. That's a setfila. That's shachrus min chamarud. Even if you don't have a lot of Kavana, even if you're not thinking what every single word means, you just say a shachris. There's power inherent in a shachris. Once Avram was Mesakein shachris, Yitzchak, Mincha, and Yaakov Meiriv, there's such an intrinsic power in those respected tefillahs. They work like a sword. They pierce the shamayim even without you putting in an extra effort. Even without the peyur shamilim, just the fact that you tapped into this koach, it's doing unbelievable things. It's already breaking down the dam. It's tearing apart the mechitzas. Mashenkein. Ba'usi, we're looks like a keshes. What is a keshes? It's all depending on how much strength you put into it. How well you aim the arrow. That's right. How much you pull back. How much kavana goes into it. It takes a lot more talent to kill someone as an archer than it does if you just have a sharp sword in hand. That's bekeshes. That tefillah works like a keshes because the personal bakashas require an effort to kavana maruba, kavana yaseira. And that's why all that stems. And Mela, we go back to Brachas Tafayim and Aleph. What's called a Kore Kriyash Mamitasa Kilochis Chershish Tapias? Because Amitasa in Enem Kavana Maruba. And the end of the day, that is a Kavua Tiket Fila. Kriyash Malamit is not my own personal Bakasha. That's a Kavua Tiket Fila. Just like Shachris Min Chamarev. That's a Kavua Tiket Fila. How does it work? The choice metaphor is Kecherev Shashashti Pivios. It's not working like a sword. Kriyash Malamit, even if you're falling asleep, and Rameh Yisrael, even it's how much kavana do you have when you're falling asleep? And you're always falling asleep. If there's one tefillah, that's the hardest of people. Like, how many people do we know they fall asleep with the sitter, with the little tonight? They fall asleep in the middle because it's very hard to have kavana as you're falling asleep for the night. It doesn't need a lot of kavana. It works mamash like a sword. That's Bacharbi. That's why Kriyash Ramita is Davka Doma to the sword and not to a bow and arrow. Now let's go back to our original question. What's happening, Bizmanin? Yishmael is the koach of Rova Keshes. He is the koach of the arrow, the missiles. And now, Bezmanina, what's happening by Ikvasod Mashiach, the closer we inch towards Mashiach Tzidkenu, coming from Heira V'Yameinu, Amen V'Yameinu, and what's happening now? And Yishmael says we're taking over the world. The Fianias 90, it's not coincidental, it never is. Devorim Gedolim, Einem Mikra. Perhaps one can humbly suggest that as we get much closer, and we know that the last battle is going to be a battle against Yishmael, that's the Pirkei of Elazar, the Maral is Marich and Netzach Yisrael. And if the last battle is against Yishmael, Amela what? Yishmael says, I'm not just going to fight you with my typical koach of the missiles. Their main koach, how they want to fight us, both in Klali, you can't win with swords, with knives. You can get Yechidim, Rachman and Litzlan, they should never get any of them. How can you get a nation of Klali? Only with missiles. It's got to be missiles, and that's their choice. Method of weaponry, missiles, Rova Keshes, the bows and arrows. The bows and arrows of today is shooting missiles from a distance. That's Yishmael Batsim. Yishmael says, no, I am taking over the world. If I'm taking over the world, then I'm now going to take over the Koach of Esav as well. What is the Koach of Esav? Al-Kharbu Chatzichya. If Esav is not using his power of the sword to hurt, to damage the Jews, then we're going to do it. They're taking the swords, the knives in hand. Not only are they Yishmael, the Koach of the Keshes, they're now the Koach of what? They're the Koach of the Cherub as well. If they're taking over the Koach of Esav, then what do we need to do? We need to fight them with taking over the Koach of Esav. Explains to Moshe Shapiro, based on the Perikolos and Perikolamid, the only two nations that have the Shem Hashem are Yisrael and Yishmael. Yisrael, we're Kokal Yaakov, the Kol HaTfilah. But Yishmael is also Yishmael, also has the Koach HaTfilah. We daven and they daven. They have Koach HaTfilah and we have Koach HaTfilah. Avram introduced the concept of Tfilah. We're a Ben Avram and they also come from the Ben Avram, from Yishmael. So Yishmael got the Koach HaTfilah that Avram introduced into the world, as did Yitzchak. And Yitzchok is our Koach HaTfilah, and he now gave it over to Yaakov. You know who is a Koach Yaakov? If Yishmael now decides, as we're getting mighty close to Bias Gol Tzedek, they're now taking over the Koach of Esav as well. So we too now have to go and take over the Koach of Esav. And what is that Koach of Esav? The Yadayim Esav. Now, I know near Barkat, I know the Jerusalem mayor, anyone who has a gun license, should be carrying the guns. And I'm not saying we shouldn't do our shtalos, and ain't a chanami. Pashtus, you should do the shtalos, and anyone who has the gun license in Yerushalayim, take the gun and make sure you have the gun. But we know what's the real gun. The real gun, the real cherub is what? The cherub aruchani is a koach atvila. But what is that koach of Esav? So we go to a grill. The Vilna Gaon writes in Aderes Eliyo, Mizos HaBrocha. And when we said Nase V'Nishma B'Shas Matan Tairo, what's Nase V'Nishma? We got two crowns, right? It's the Gemara in Shamas, the bottom of Peches and Aleph. One crown Kenega Nase, one crown Kenega Nishma. What's going on over here? And we know that it's really Nishma. Hashem, we will listen. No, we started, we were Mahapich the Seder, Nase and the Nishma. Right, the Grove, we took over the Koch of Esav, and that's Nase. We got two distinct crowns. One was the crown of Machus of Esav, that's Nase, Loshen Asiya, Esav, Loshen Asiya. Koch of the Asiya, that's Esav, we got the Koch Asiya. And Yishmael, that's Nishma, we got a second Keser, the second crown of Malchus, Ayyadei Nishma. With Chet Egel, we lost the Ksarim, and now the Koch Asiya went back to Esav, and the Koch of Shmiel went back to Yishmael. Who built up this world? Esav has built up the world. That's the Gemara of Nevunah, not Beis and Beis. We built up the bridges and the highways and the roads. Amela, if Yishmael now, as we get ever closer to Yemos Mashiach, they are the power of the Rova Keshes. They're now stealing, they're robbing the Koach of Achar B'Chotichya from Esav Arosha, of the Koach of the sword, both in Hagashmi, of Esav, the power of the sword in the hands. Now we have to do what? Get the power of Esav, of Asiya back. What's that? The Asiya Samitzvus, Ayyadei, our Koach Yadayim. It won't suffice anymore just the Koach HaTfilah. We can't just have the Kol HaTorah and the Kol HaTfilah. We need to do Gevaldig HaMaisa Chesed HaMaisa Yadayim. We need to use the Yadayim HaMaisa Yadayim. Is what? That's the Gro, the Chavetz Chaim, based on many Chazals. How are we going to bring Mashiach not just with Torah and Chesed? We need also the Chesed Ba'ofen Masi, the Koach of Naseh, the Koach of Mitzvahs Masiyos, the Koach of the Gemilas Chasodim, and the Gevaldig HaChesed. We can't just daven, it can't just be Tehillim. It's just Tehillim when we're fighting just Yishmael. We are the Koach HaTfilah, and they are the Koach HaTfilah. Our Koach HaTfilah can easily vanquish the power of their Koach HaTfilah. And as Moshe Shapiro has explained, we take our Yadayim and we mix it into the Koach HaTfilah. And Yishmael does what? They use Yadayim for shooting missiles. and they daven. We take our yadayim and bring that into Nesiyas Kapayim, Priestess Kapayim. We bring it into the context under the umbrella of the Koach HaTfilah. That's when we're fighting Yishmael, when it's us versus Yishmael. When it's Yisrael versus Yishmael. When it's the Kol Yaakov versus the Kol HaShemiyah of Yishmael, the Kol of Nishma. Then it will suffice for the Fiyani Yastaiti. Once they pick up the knives, the swords of Esav, and they want to steal the Koach of Esav, then we need what? To Bechar Bakashti. That's what Yaakov was saying. What's Yaakov talking about? How you seized him at Achrus Yomim. What's the next posuk after Bechar Bakashti? Yikra Yaakov Bonav Yomre. Hey, Asa, Gidil Chavesh, Yikra Shem Achrus Yomim. How do you get ready for Achrus Yomim? You're going to need the Cherev and the Keshes. You're not going to fight them with just with the power of Tfilah Stav. You're going to need the Koch of the Keshes of Ba'usi. Can I get the Koch of Yishmael? But you're going to need Lefini Astaiti, the Koch of the Cherev. Because in the end of the days, Esav is not going to be Obama, United States. No one's afraid. Putin is playing with him. Toys, Russia, and Syria. And the Obama that's all going to use force, right? That was an email that came to me today. 25 things that I trust more than Hillary Clinton. That was the email that came today. And one of them was what? Oh, Obama's red line. It's a joke. Obama's red line. They're using force. They don't have the Koch of force. No one's afraid of the United States Army anymore. Didn't use it in Syria. Russia's playing games with them. Putin is toying with it, Barack Obama. And the end of the day, Yeshua says, Esav, you're not going to use your power of the Cherev. Then I'm going to take away your power of the Cherev. That's what's happening in Phineas Daiti. That's as we get to Achrus Hayomim. If they are the Cherev and the Keshes, then we need to hit them with Selusi and Ba'usi. But like the Grah, we need to hit them with the Nasev and Ishmael. We need to hit them not just with the Koka Yaakov. We need to steal the Adayim and the Esav. Their stealing of the Adayim and Esav translates into the literal Archar Machatichya. Ours is the figurative spiritual one, the power of tefillah, hence to Lashonis, Lusi, Ba'usi. But I'll be the Gro when you stole to the Gro. That's Nasav and Ishmael. We need also the Maisa. It's not enough to just have Asifas and to just daven, daven, daven. Call a tefillah until him, till him, till him. You have to be Marba Chesel like never before, Mitzvah Masiyas like never before. That's our Cherev, and that's got to start with the Chorach of the Cherev, our Maisa Yadayim. You got to be doing those Mitzvahs and the Bakashi. It's the Tzulusi, Ba'usi. But Nevada, we can't ignore, it's got to be the Harbi and the Kashti, and maybe that would be Pshat and Rashi. Notice Rashi didn't learn like the Targum, as we pointed out. It wasn't to Lashonas Atfilah the way the Rameh Simcha explains Lusi Ba'usi. Rashi learns it's Bechokhma. I'm a Chokhma, that's what? You got to use the Chokhma. The Chokhma that tells us what? The Chokhma Satayra with all the mitzvahs. Bechole, that's the Bacharbi. The Tfilah, that's going to be the Kashti. That's going to be Bakosha, that's going to be Tfilah. Rashi learns the two distinct things. You also need the Chokhma, that's the Chokhma Satayra, and the Liman Hamei. The Harbi, you got to use your hands for Mitzvah Smasiyas, follow it up with the Kashti, and that's the way we're going to fight them, that's the way we're going to win, with the combination of Mitzvah Smasiyas and the Koach HaDeper, the Koach HaYakov, Efshar. That's what we need to do in Siyata Dishmaya. We're going to do it, and we're going to bring about Mashiach Tzikena once
you
and
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.